With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The president of Iran's condition is unknown after his helicopter crashed earlier today. Local media reports the helicopter that was also carrying Iran's foreign minister suffered what was described as a hard landing, but no other details have been released. President Biden and President Trump agreed to take part in two debates.
In online videos and social media messages, Trump had challenged the president to a debate.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, let's go, Joe. Let's debate.
And in a video released Wednesday, Mr. Biden accepted.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
In their back-and-forth virtual messages, both candidates and campaigns posted snarky comments before agreeing to a pair of televised debates in June and September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says Biden's dealings with Israel has dealt a blow to U.S. credibility in the region.
We want the Egyptians to take Gaza refugees. They won't. We want the Gulf states to work with us in setting up a Palestinian state in Gaza, and they're laughing at us.
Senator Talent was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he backs President Trump's proposal to carry out mass deportations. In an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Rubio said something dramatic needs to be done to remove millions of people who enter the U.S. illegally. He says upwards of 25 to 30 million people are here against the law, calling it an invasion of the country. Trump's vowed to deliver the largest mass deportation effort in American history if he is reelected president. NYPD looking for the man who slashed a woman with a blade inside a Manhattan subway station. This is SRN News. A victory for speech in California. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens who read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's backed down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court is giving the state's attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up their current session. The Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place for now a more recent law that legalizes abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. A national landmark has been dismantled as part of a restoration project. George Williams reports.
A decades-old landslide has continued to sweep away the Wayfarer's Glass Chapel in California, designed by Lloyd Wright, a son of the famed architect. The edifice is known for vistas of soaring redwoods in the Pacific Ocean. It opened to the public in 1951 and became a National Historic Landmark last December, but the earth is moving at the rate of 2 feet per month underneath it. The dismantling project continued this past week to preserve irreplaceable parts of the structure. Reconstruction is expected to take 4 years at the cost of at least $20 million, not including the price of new land. George Williams reporting.
Six people have been killed, 10 others injured in Idaho after a pickup crashes into a passenger van. State police say the truck crossed the center line, hitting the van. That stretch of the highway was closed for several hours. More details at SRNNews.com.